You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 102, Message to the Young Women. Before we get started, I just wanted to share and make a little announcement. This is going to be my last podcast for a little while. With much prayer and feeling guided, I feel that right now I need to really be focused on my family and some other challenges that we're dealing with. And so one of my answers was to put the podcast and my Breathe membership on pause for a time. I'm not quitting. I'm not doing this anymore or anything like that. I just need to stop and turn my focus and give the thoughts and the thought space I have to kind of inside my own garden. And that did not come easily, and it's not easy for me to say this, because podcasting and coaching is something that feeds my soul, and I will miss it while I'm not here, and I will miss all of you. And I don't know, maybe when I get super inspired and I feel like I have to do a podcast, that's like something that I have thoughts inside me that are just bursting out, you might have one random podcast or so that pops up in your feed that I'll end up doing. But for now, I just need to use my brain space to do other things. And part of that is, it's not like podcasting is so joyful and my Breathe is joyful, but also having that grow and figuring out the puzzle to having a business grow and to have more listeners and to have more people join my program. Like, that's like a whole nother part that I'm learning and does require a lot of brain space. And so for now, that brain space needs to be being used for other things. And so, yeah, so that's the decision I made. So I just wanted you all to know. And look, I said all that and I did not cry. I was terrified to say it because I just thought I'd break down. So there you go. So today I'm actually sharing this podcast. I gave I was asked to come do an evening with the young women and talk about bodies and body acceptance. And so I didn't ever write it out word for word, but the gist is, I thought I'd share on a podcast the gist of what I will be sharing with them. It's actually tonight is when I share it with them. So I thought, oh, I'll kind of practice what I'm going to say on the podcast, and then I'll go talk to them tonight. And so that's what this podcast is. So if you know a young woman in your life, please forward this podcast to her and let her hear this. This is my message. I love plants too, but this is what I feel God most of than anything else has shown me very clearly and wants me to share with the world. And so if you know a young woman that, or young men, that this podcast would be a blessing to them, please make sure to share it. All right, here we go. Today, I'm really excited to share a message with the young women. Any teenager in the world or younger. But I think that this message is for every female in the world, really. But today, I just want to start with talking about something that I see in the world that every woman, girl needs to be warned about. And I believe every female needs to be warned about this by the age of 8. I think that it's something that creeps into their life at a very young age. And it's something that's difficult to teach because not all women see it. Not all women recognize it. So they fall in its trap. And so today we're going to talk about our bodies. And what the blessing it is for each of us to have a body, first of all. But I see something in women that can become as much of a canker and a hindrance in their life as I see for young men, when they warn them about the issues of pornography. Now, pornography can be an issue for women too, but our minds are just wired different. So they really focus more on the young men. Like when we were having priesthood sessions, every priesthood session there ever was warnings given about pornography and to how to, you just stay away, right? Because we all know that what happens in pornography, it can become an addiction, and that is so hurtful to the individual, and it takes over their life. But at the same time, it also affects all of their relationships. And the thing that I want to talk to the young women today about is the same, can be just as dangerous to them in the sense of it taking over their life and it interfering with all of their relationships and making it so that they're so ultra focused on one thing that they can't really participate and be present in the other parts of their lives. So how many of you, I want you to think to yourself that you've ever had a thought, oh, I wish that I looked like her, or I wish I didn't have, and you can put in anything in that little empty space, whether it's, oh, I wish I didn't have such curly hair. I wish my hair was more straight. Or I wish I wasn't so tall. Or I wish I wasn't so short. I wish I was thinner like that girl. Or smaller. Let's use that word. Smaller like that girl. I wish I wasn't so big. There's like the list of what we compare ourselves with others. And then we think that maybe something's wrong with us. That is what I'm here to tell you today, is something that happens to the majority of young girls, is we fall into the trap of comparison and we start putting on these goggles that we look through, glasses, that we start trying to see ourselves as the world sees us. And then we try to manipulate ourselves to conform to what the world, we believe the world should be seeing. And that is such easy thinking to fall into. But as a girl, a woman, that is something that is very easy and almost considered normal to do. So today I want to really talk about the power of recognizing that. So I want us to think back of when, well, we don't remember, but let's think of that moment when our Heavenly Father and Heavenly Mother, they sit us down and they tell us that they have this plan for us. And they're going to send us to Earth. And they're going to give us a body. And on Earth, we're going to not just have a body, but we're going to have these earthly experiences that will help us grow and learn and become better. And we will come back and live with them again. Now, I have to think of our excitement we had when we are told that we get to have a body, because we know that Heavenly Mother and Heavenly Father have a body. And we want to be like them. So we are so excited that we are going to get a body too. This is fantastic. This is so exciting. And we were so thrilled with the idea that we were going to get a body. And then, of course, Satan offered another plan. And he said, well, what if I just make everyone perfect and we go to Earth and we're just all perfect? And no one will suffer and no one will not be perfect. And I'll make everyone make the best decisions and we'll live a life of perfection. And of course, that was rebellion. That was not God's plan. And so we had a war in heaven, right? Where we fought so that because we wanted to go to earth and we wanted to get a body and we wanted to not have perfection. We fought for the lack of perfection. And so that also means that we fought for bodies who were not going to be perfect. And our bodies are amazing and they do a lot of things. But as we know, our bodies can have pain and our bodies can have problems. Like our bodies here are not our celestial bodies yet. So they can have some issues. So we actually fought for that. We didn't want the perfection plan. So we're here and we know that things are not going to be perfect here because we are in a very human world, right? And so, but we're here. And then as women, we're told very early on, we start putting on those goggles and those glasses where we are recognizing other people and looking at us. And we see the way people look at us, and then that's how we begin to look at ourselves. Instead of choosing to look at ourselves the way we want to and the way God sees us, and through that lens, we choose a different lens. And it's tricky. It's really tricky because we are imperfect. And so we all look different, and we all grow different, and we all have different bodies and different sizes and different shapes and different colors and different, we just look different. But something happens to us. When we start looking through the lens of how people see us instead of how we see ourselves, is we start thinking that the goal is for us to look like everyone else and that everyone should be looking the same. And the things that are our, you know, the things that when I said to you, has there been a time in your life where you have thought something about your body that maybe it should be different? That thing that you think about is what makes you unique, most likely. That's the thing. And the thing that makes you unique is actually the thing that makes you beautiful. It makes you stand out. It makes you be who you are, right? Like that's the essence of you, in the sense of the uniqueness is God chose to give you the uniqueness because that's part of you. But we start thinking, oh, but I don't want to have anything unique. I don't want to stand out. I just want to look like everyone else. And I want everyone to look at me and I want to feel that they approve of me. And it's very tricky. It happens to all of us. I remember being a very young girl and being very subconscious about, I thought I had a tummy. So I was really self-conscious about my tummy. And I didn't have a tummy. I just had a very little girl tummy. But when I started putting on those lenses and thinking that my tummy should look like someone else's tummy, like it just became a downward spiral where it's something that I started really focusing on. And thinking I had to change where there was never even a problem with it. It was just that was my tummy. That was the tummy God gave me, but I thought it was a problem. So I don't know what your unique thing is. Like sometimes, you know, maybe you have red hair, but you don't want to have red hair. You want to have blonde hair, or maybe you have really curly hair and you wish it was straight, or you had really straight hair and you wished it was curly, or you have brown eyes and you wish you had blue eyes. Like, I don't know what the thing is that you think that you should look like someone else, but we all do it because we know that 47% of girls, by the time that they are in middle school, are unhappy with their bodies. And then we also know that when you're a senior in high school, we know that 79% of girls are unhappy with their bodies. That's a really high percentage. And it really tells me the power that Satan has in this area, because he doesn't have a body, so he wants you to feel bad about yours. And just like he knows the way that men's brains are wired, and so he offers pornography to them, he knows how our brains are wired, and he offers to us, well, let's just make you feel bad about yourself by thinking that the way your body is different is wrong. And then you won't feel good enough about who you are to show up in the world to be who you are meant to be. He knows that. He knows women. We fall for it all the time. And it's really hard to see. I call it diet culture. We live in a culture where they're trying to have everybody look and be and look the same. And they all have magic formulas of how you should do that. And it's something that a lot of women chase. And I'm not talking about if you want to dye your hair, you can't dye your hair. And if you don't want to wear, if you want to wear makeup, you can't wear makeup. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm just saying, I want you to start to look at your unique things about you that make you different from other people. And instead of thinking that's something you need to change, I want you to think, oh, that's actually the thing that makes me beautiful. That makes me stand out. That makes me to be who, that's part of who I am. And it's wonderful and it's beautiful. I want us really to all think about Lehi's dream. Do you remember Lehi's dream? And how some of the people, when they partook of the fruit, they would look over their shoulder and they would see the big and spacious building. And they would see people mocking and laughing at that building and coming out of that building at them. I see that big and spacious building so much as the diet culture that we live in. They're laughing and they're looking and laughing and scoffing and making us feel like the beautiful bodies that God gave us that are literally our inheritance from Him. He gave us those bodies. He's like, here, I'm sending you to earth and here, let me give you your body so that you have the power to navigate the world the way you need to. So He gives this to us, this beautiful inheritance. And then the world laughing and scoffing wants us to feel bad about that inheritance that He's given us. And they do that through messaging and magazines and social media with perfectly filtered faces and people posing with their perfect bodies, right? And so we just see all these images and then our brains believe, oh, we are a problem that needs fixing or we can't feel good about who we are because we have this, whatever this is for you. I don't know what everybody's is different. I know, like, I have a sister who she's really self-conscious about her feet. And I think it's so funny because she has a very normal size foot. But she thinks her feet look big and she's very conscious about what shoes she buys. So they, you know, and this is like this focus she has about her feet. And I'm just like, those are all just thoughts you have about your feet. Your feet are fine, but she doesn't see that. And I don't know if that's the best example because she has the normal size foot. Because if she had a larger foot, I would want her to feel the same. Like, no one's walking around worried about your foot, the feet, the size of your feet. But we all think that we're on display because that is something that Satan really wants us all to believe as women. He wants us to believe that we are an ornament for people to look at instead of an instrument. Because if I asked you right now, tell me some of the things that your body can do, the list would be long and lengthy. Our bodies are really amazing and they're really miracles. The way that they work and they function and we're just so lucky to have them. Like even just, because you're young women, you don't really haven't grown a baby yet. But when you grow a baby, you're going to see how, like, you don't even have to think about the baby being grown. It just grows. It's not like I have to sit down and go, okay, today we're going to work on the feet. We're going to grow the baby's feet. Or we're going to grow the baby's heart. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't do anything. My body just does it. My body knows what to do to make that baby grow. And then my body knows how to get the baby out. And then my body also knows how to keep the baby alive once it's alive. I mean, it's just amazing. And that's just one little thing our body does. Our body does, like, just while I'm talking to you, your body's doing amazing things. Just you sitting there listening. So that is something that we really have to just feel the gratitude of that and think of how, what an instrument it is. Because when God gave it to us, he wasn't like, I'm going to send you to earth and I'm going to give you a body because I want you to look good. No, he's like, I'm going to give you a body because this is going to be an instrument that you're going to use on earth. It's like a tool. Like, you're going to need this. You're going to be in a world and a spirit's not going to do it for you. You got to have a body too. And it's going to be your tool and your instrument to use while you're on earth. So I want you really to really notice that. And when we start to feel those feelings of, oh, I wish I was prettier like her, or I wish I was, you know, looked good like her, or I wish I, whatever the comparison you're coming up with, I want you to kind of stop yourself and go, oh, okay, today I'm making my body an ornament and it's not an ornament today, you know, and then focus back on what it is and the instrument that it is in your life. That really is helpful. So the other thing I want us to think about, because if we want to just embrace who we are, because I'm going to tell you the key, my friends, to being beautiful. The world tells us what pretty is. The world tells us even what sexy is. The world tells us all these things. And when we look through beauty through that lens, we always have to be changing it because we have to rely on what the world says those things are. And we have to kind of chase it, right? We have to always be trying to find the new thing that, whether it's, you know, there's so many like beauty treatments that we do today that they didn't even do 5 years ago. We're just always looking for the next thing because we're looking through the lens of the world it's always changing what they think is beautiful or what they think is pretty, what they think is sexy, all those words, which I'm using, which I don't know that you necessarily are trying to be any of those things. But I think that when we look through that lens, though, of what the world says is acceptable, we always have to be changing it. Where do you know what actual being beautiful is? Being beautiful is you being exactly who you are. Have you ever been around a friend who's just really okay with who she is? She's just okay with her space. She's okay with how she looks. She's just okay. Not even just with her body, but she's okay with who she is. It's such a breath of fresh air to be around that friend. It feels so good to be around that. And it gives you permission to love who you are. Well, that's the key, is what makes you beautiful is really like whatever that unique thing is that adds to your beauty. Like there's so many things that make us beautiful and it has nothing to do with the way our body looks. Like, have you ever caught one of your parents just smiling at you? And you didn't really know why? Like, when I have that image of my dad just smiling at me, and I think, you know, he's such a beautiful human. I see the beautifulness of him. Like, when you are a good friend and are there for somebody, that is being beautiful. When you cry with someone who's sad and you are sad with them, that is you being beautiful. When you walk away from a hard situation because you know it's not what's best for you and you have your own back, that's you being beautiful. Like, beautiful comes in so many forms that has nothing to do with the body and the way that it looks and the ornament of it. It just, like, beautiful is you being. You being you is beautiful. And so often when we're in our teenage years, we're running from who we are because we don't know who we are. So if you can just kind of do an about face and turn to yourself and try to see who you are. And that is when we talk about infinite worth in young women's, that is infinite worth. Your infinite worth is your worth that has nothing to do with anything physical or anything. It doesn't have to do with your choices. It doesn't have to do with the things you don't choose. When you were born, when Heavenly Mother and Father made you, whenever that was, when they spiritually made you, your infinite worth was given to you and it's intact. And you can't add to that infinite worth. You can't take away from that infinite worth. It's the same infinite worth that you'll have in the next life. It literally is just this thing that is inside you, and God gave that to you, and no one can take away from it, and you can't add to it. And when you have a real sense of, I have this infinite worth, this sense of who I am and who I'm becoming, when you have that sense, that is beautiful, friends. So I want to move to the next part. So if we know that Satan's going to give us messages that we're not okay, that our body's not okay, that there's things flawed with us and that we should always be fixing them, when we know that's going to happen, because we know it's the American girl experience, because I gave you the numbers, how do we protect ourselves from that? Just like the young men are asked to protect themselves from being, you know, taking precautions on their phones, and, you know, they have these precautions set up. Like, what are our precautions so that we don't fall into the trap of not feeling enough? And because what happens when you're an adult, y'all, and it might even happen to you now, when you think that that problem with your body is a problem, like when you start deciding you have body problems, you stop wanting to show up in your life. You're like, oh, I can't do that because I don't look the part for that. Or I can't go to this event because I don't know what I would wear because I don't like how I look. Like, it just starts showing up and affecting your life. And you can't live to your fullest, biggest life because it gets in the way. And that's the problem with addiction over on the other side with pornography. It literally gets in the way of their life. It gets in the way of their relationships. It creates problems. And this, I'm telling you, this also creates problems for women. I know it because women come and work with me because I'm a coach. And I see how this runs their world. And it's not everyone to the same degree. It's like pornography. Like, some young men maybe look at it and it doesn't be, you know, at some point, but it doesn't become an addiction. It's the same thing. Like, some women have these messages and the messages don't, like, go inside and really change who they are. And then there's young women, and, well, there's women who it absolutely takes over their life because they just think that their worth comes from the way that their body looks and the way that the world looks at their body. And that's just not where your worth comes from. So how do we protect ourselves? And I'm going to tell you. So I want you to think of the armor of God, right? There's the breastplate, there's the shield, is that the same thing? There's the sword, like, there's all these things. And I want you to think of the helmet. And I want you to imagine yourself putting on that helmet, the armor of God's helmet. And the way that we protect ourselves from Satan in this area is we put that helmet on. And I want you to think of it how it's protecting your thoughts. Because when you have a message out there that tells you you're not enough, your body's not good enough, you should look different, whatever it is, when you have that thought, when you're wearing that armor, when you're wearing that helmet, you can know exactly where that thought comes from. Oh, that's Satan. Satan wants me to have that thought. And I know that that's not true. And I even want sister, I want my voice in your brain sometimes. Even if it has to be my voice that says, oh, I know that's not true. That is not true. That is what Satan wants me to believe right now. And when you do that, you don't take on the thought and believe the thought. Because it's just a thought. We think that thoughts are facts, but they're not facts. It's just a thought. And so we do not have to start believing that thought. We can recognize it right away and go, oh, no, I am not thinking that. That is not a thought I'm choosing to beginning to think over and over. Because you know how you start believing something? You start thinking it over and over again. So if we want to believe that our body's not good enough, all it requires is us having a thought over and over again that it's not good enough. And Satan knows that. So he's just going to throw those darts at you. And if you've got that helmet on, that's the protector, so that you can see and go, oh, no, I'm protecting my thoughts. I'm not going there. Right? So it can be a powerful, powerful thing. So I just want you to, today, if you take anything away from what we talked about, I want you to see your infinite worth and your beauty. And the thing that you think is like quirky about you, or that you wish you could change about you, I just want you to see that that's actually your most beautiful and unique part of you. And God doesn't make mistakes. God knew what he was creating when he created you. And he did it exactly the way he wanted to create you. So if that's the case, our biggest job while we're here on earth is to embrace and love what he gave us. Embrace and love the gift he gave us. And for many of us women, it will be a full-time job. It's not easy. Especially if they're not learning these things at your age and learning to put on that helmet and protecting their thoughts around this area. When we're not taught that, and we start believing everything that all of these messages that we're told, then our brain is always in a place where it's thinking it needs to solve these problems, and they're not even problems. They're problems that Satan's creating because he wants you to be distracted. He wants you to be so focused on this so that you can't do your true purpose of why you're here on earth. And that's why I say that that's why this is for women, like pornography is for men. And I say that, but I also know that pornography can be an issue for women. But like I said, we're wired differently. So it tends to be a much bigger problem for men. And men can feel bad about their bodies, but it tends to be a much bigger issue for women. But it's the same, just like the overfixation of our body and how it looks can become, and feeling bad about ourselves because of it can become such a distraction for us from our purpose. That's what pornography is for men. It just distracts them from their purpose, and it takes them away from living a world in reality. And that's the same as for women. When you are over fixated thinking that your world revolves around how your body looks, that is not reality. That is not, your life is big and beautiful, and it has nothing to do with how you look. And so, but we start believing that it does. So, all right, I hope you see that comparison, and I hope that you put on that shield and you protect your thoughts and know that the unique qualities God gave you and the uniqueness of what your body looks like was divinely designed for you, and to choose to embrace it. All right. That's what I have today. I hope the best, and for every single young woman that ever listens to this podcast, and women, all the women too, because all of us can do better at loving the gift God gave us. Our body. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. Since I'll be taking a pause from the podcast for a while, if you need me in your head, because I'm going to miss being with you every Thursday, and if you feel that way too, feel free to go listen to old episodes. It's my own podcast, and sometimes I do that. And things that helped me a while ago will re-help me again. So feel free to listen to old podcasts, of course. That will totally help you. The other thing is my free links will still be available on my Instagram. So, and if you want to connect with me, you can always connect with me on Instagram. I'm not going to be posting daily or doing anything like that. I'm going to be taking an Instagram break, but I'll be popping in and checking my messages. And if you want to communicate with me there, I would love to hear from you. All right, everyone. I hope to see you soon.